This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Well, before we get your story of being robbed in Italy, everyone's dream.
I will say, Italy, the food and wine and that amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Just incredible. Like the bread, it's that was the best part.
Tomatoes.
Oh, dude, they're just
lemons.
The food was so good.
Did you have limoncello?
Yes.
Do you like limoncello?
I had a limoncello spritz, which was also delightful.
Those are great.
There's just something great about.
You got to watch out for those though.
Yeah, they'll sneak up on you.
My wife got spritzed one night. Oh, baby.
There's just something great, no matter where you go, you can just say, hey, bottle of the house red, and it's phenomenal. And then you're eating like 9 loaves of bread. We also discovered that the move is just that wherever we went, there was a table lasagna. We just ate family style. And the trip was made because I had some good buddies there. And just everywhere we went, we just ordered an S ton of food. And so the table is wherever we went. We all ordered something. Should we get a table lasagna? Yeah, let's get a table lasagna. And then you're getting a walk-in slice. As we're walking around, we're like, yeah, why don't we get a walk-in slice?
How was Buca di Beppo?
The Buca di Beppo?
Or Olive Garden. Did you go to Olive Garden?
Oh, no. We did look up, by the way.
The joke was lost on him. He didn't know what Buca di Beppo
was. I didn't know. What is that?
It's just a stupid Italian chain. You've never heard of Buca di Beppo?
Buca di Beppo. No.
Bad Italian food.
Well, we were joking because we did the same buddy that I was with was one that he was the guy that I went to Chili's with
in freaking Mexico City.
In Mexico City. So we did look up. We're like, because I was like, that story gets made fun of all the time. I said, if there is an Olive Garden in Italy, you know we're going, right? He's like, oh yeah.
Or Sbarro.
There is no Olive Garden. We looked in the entire country.
Boy, I smell a business opportunity.
Just like, had there been? We were going to go, 100%.
If we open an Olive Garden in, say, Florence, how do you think we'd do?
I think if you opened anything in Florence, there's just so many people.
You'd probably kill it with an Olive Garden in Rome, right?
Yeah.
Would you?
With all the tourists there? Yeah.
Well, we at one of the train stations in between, we were training around. We were going to try to go to the McDonald's. Dude, the line was around the corner. So, like, the McDonald's are very, very popular. So, why not the...
What does the Italian McDonald's have that we don't have?
What did we have? They had a burger that was unique. I'm trying to remember.
Like, marinara on it or
Caprese
something?
Caprese burger or something?
Yeah, there was
Caprese.
Something. It was like a fresh mozzarella. But, yeah, we coined the phrase table lasagna. So, next time you're in an Italian joint, order your dishes and then get a table lasagna. It's the move.
That's next level. I like that.
Yeah, table lasagna and then the walk-in slice and the walk-in cannoli. As you're just cruising around on your way to dinner, it was a common practice because there was like in Venice, especially there was a little pizza place right as you left our apartment. I don't think I walked by there without it's one walk-in slice as I'm walk-in slice and a road wine.
You guys are walking like 10 miles a day. You're walking it off. No big deal.
Oh yeah, we had like 30,000 steps a day. We just walked around the whole country.
That's true. You lose weight there.
Yeah, it was.
You think you eat a ton and drink a ton, which you probably do.
Yes.
But you walk everywhere, and it's not as their food. I don't know what you think, but
it's just
way
better.
Less. Yeah, it's just fattening
it's
than
not
our
as heavy.
Crap.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not as heavy.
The food and the wine and just
it's
the
just
architecture.
Delightful.
It's great. Like I said, I loved Italy. I just It's hard to enjoy something when you're there with 8 gajillion other people that don't give a F about anything other than taking selfies.
I thought I would corkscrew this story in here before we hear about you being robbed.
Yeah.
An American tourist. Now, this happened while you were there. It sounds like it was this Friday, mm-hmm. this past Friday. But if it was the Friday before...
I wondered for 1 second if it was our boy there.
Yeah, it might have been you.
What'd I do?
An American tourist in Rome impaled himself on a metal fence at the Colosseum while trying to take a selfie.
See, that...
the selfie part made it not Souk. I knew it wasn't him.
I wish I would have been there to see it.
Or so Souk pushed him.
So that I... that
yeah, there we go.
That almost happened a time or two. There was one when we were at the Colosseum, and this bratty, like, 8-year-old kid, the parent shoved them up on top of, like, one of the ruin walls. And by the way, the other side of it was, like, a 50-foot fall. And the one of the tour people was yelling at him to get down. And the dad begrudgingly took the kid down. And as soon as the tour person turned their back, the kid got shoved back up there. I was like, oh, my. Had it not been a kid, I was like, I hope you fall.
Screaming in pain... this man was left helplessly dangling for 20 minutes.
Oh, impaled?
Impaled.
Oh.
He is a 47-year-old U.S. man. Apparently, he lives in Taiwan, but he pierced his spine and needed 80 stitches. It took paramedics more than 20 minutes to remove him from the metal railing. He screamed until he lost consciousness and then hung lifelessly from the fence in a horrifying scene witnessed by crowds of tourists.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The man...
I wouldn't have been horrified. I would have been like, that's what you get, dumbass.
...is believed to have climbed the railing which lines the arches of the Roman monument in an attempt to get a better view or take a selfie.
It was to take a selfie. You know it.
Stunned visitors quickly called paramedics.
Again, that's the part that I just... was the most annoying thing. No one... not no one, but the vast majority of people were only interested in taking a selfie in front of whatever we were staring at. But by far the most beautiful country that I've ever seen. Like the architecture and that stuff, just incredible. Just ruined by the people.
So who stole all your money?
Yeah, so we have a working theory that, because we're at an Airbnb in Florence, and we got our apartment broken into, and we have a working theory. We think it's an inside job. There was a cleaning person and someone outside that were kind of loitering around when we were coming and going. And... when you shut the door locks, you can take a key and actually lock it with like a deadbolt. We didn't think anything about it because there's like 2 gates that you have to go to even get into the building. Mm-hmm. And when you shut the door, it automatically locks. Well, but when that door's shut, you can easily probably jimmy it open. All you have to do is like if you had a car or a screwdriver. So someone jimmied the front door open, but they still had to get in through the 2 downstairs doors. So it's probably easy for a cleaning guy or whatever to just leave those open, someone to walk up, hey, those guys left. And our working theory is they do this a bunch and they steal enough for it to be useful for them, but also not enough to you will raise a ruckus. So when we got in and we realized that we had been robbed, and by the way, we were in the apartment for a couple minutes before we figured it out, our buddy came in and someone had dumped his suitcase out all over his bed and they had actually stolen his suitcase. And so then we started going through it, and we were like, well, this is missing, that's missing. They didn't take our passports. They didn't steal my buddy's, like, $2,000 laptop. They didn't steal my other friend's iPad. They took my buddy's passport wallet, but took his passport out of it. He had a Louis Vuitton passport wallet, bougie dude. But they didn't take his passport, right? They didn't take anything where you would really cause a ruckus and call the police. They stole like, I think I had like $150 in cash that they got. They stole one of our friends' just generic suitcase, but our other friend, the same guy that had the Louis Vuitton, he's got one of those Ramoa suitcases. It's like a $2,000 suitcase. They didn't take that.
God.
Yeah.
What's up with you rich guys?
Well,
traveling?
It's not me. It's him.
You have a $1,000 bag.
I didn't take that.
Why not?
Because I didn't want to.
You got a nicer new one.
Would have gotten stolen.
No, I had a little roller case from, because I knew we were walking everywhere, so I had the roller case. They took the BTJ got me a little toiletry kit from like Etsy, and it's like cowhide. You know, a cowhide rug? It's got the actual cow fur on it. They stole that. But they took all the contents of my bag and put them on the counter one by one. They're the nicest, most considerate thieves of all time. You would think you would just take that and dump it out. No. Everything was taken out and put... I'll show you the photo. Toothbrush, shaving cream, all of it was taken neatly out and put on the counter, and then they stole...
So what time of day was this?
Midday. I mean, we left at probably 10, and we came back at 5, so sometime between then it was...
And had you been leaving about that time and coming back about that time every day?
I don't know. We were only there for, I think that was like the first or second day that we were there that it happened.
Hmm.
But it was the most random, and then they stole some jeans, some linen pants, they stole my sandals. I had some really nice
Nike. They stole your hot jeans?
No, they stole my buddy's hot jeans. They stole
Were they bedazzled? Like Tim Taylor?
No, but they did get some nice linen pants. Like, I had a really nice pair of Nike shoes. Didn't take those, but they took my sandals. Huh. Took my sandals. They took a couple. They took some of my buddy's underwear. It was the weirdest hodgepodge collect. They shut all the windows in the apartment. Like... Because it was like I don't know. No one can figure out why anything happened. I had a pair of Oakleys in there. Didn't take those. It was the most random collection.
It's like you were stole, like, it's like a blind person stole from you and they just randomly picked stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I think they probably pick things that are easily resold.
Yeah, I don't.
But no, they didn't take the electronics,
no.
Interestingly.
No.
Because those are personalized.
And like someone's used underwear are easily resold?
Yeah, that's weird. Oh. Yeah, that doesn't track. But I think most
they
of
were
it...
Calvin Klein underwear. I don't know. So I had personally, I got a couple bucks. I had whatever cash I had left in my backpack. Some sandals and my toiletry bag.
That's it. That's not bad.
No.
I mean, it sucks, but...
Well, they stole some t-shirts, but they were shirts like plain t-shirts like this that I bought from Kohl's. Like, why are you?
Huh.
Like, what? What?
So weird.
It's the no.
So like, is it designed that it probably is an inside job? First of all,
yeah.
I'm guessing they do that to tourists all the time.
I'm
people
certain.
They know that.
Yeah.
Is it designed so that they steal just enough to get something out of it for them, but not enough for you to raise a ruckus?
That was because
call the cops.
That's ultimately where, because there was nothing. We called the Airbnb place and we're like, hey, and they acted like, oh, this never happens. And we're like, whatever. And I think that's the point.
Yeah, they were in on it.
There's just not a, it wasn't enough to really.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
So you start call the cops.
And they know that. They think you don't want to disrupt your own vacation.
Exactly.
It's not going to be worth you putting your plans on hold to chase this down for a couple days. So they're like, they won't bother.
That's right. And if they stole all your stuff.
Yes. Or the
calling the cops.
Or the passport.
Yeah. And you're not traveling anywhere. Yeah.
Then, you know, then you're on to something. But they didn't. They took enough to be annoying.
Kind of genius.
But in a very polite way.
And nothing was broken into. So it was obviously somebody who... You said they jimmy-rigged the law.
I
bet you they do that to everybody who stays there.
Yes.
Well, maybe not everybody, because then, you know, like, was it? You said Airbnb.
Yeah, it was an Airbnb.
So would an Airbnb flag
start getting
it?
The reviews, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
We had something like that when we were there, too.
And we thought maybe the electronics, because you can do the find your, you know, you can do the Apple, you can find it.
You can track them.
But the suitcase, like, those suitcases are really nice. Why did you, and that was the one that jammed up, because... Two friends, like my roller bag was from Costco, which they didn't take. They took my buddy's bag that was like a $150 suitcase, but they left like the $1,800 suitcase. Like, why? That made no sense.
Maybe they were trying to get to a certain monetary value and they couldn't go over it. Maybe it was like a game show or something.
No. But it was such a, we spent like 3 days trying to figure out, like, why? Why did they do this? Makes no sense. The most random collection of things.
Or it makes all the sense.
All the sense.
I still think it's just stuff they sell quickly. And is unidentifiable in terms of, like, well, that could be mine, but that it also could be, there's a million of them out there.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the theme.
Yeah.
The theme, besides the, obviously, money, but...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It just all seems to be stuff that isn't personalized, but is worth something.
Yeah. And like, some of the stuff, like I said, it was so random. I had a Portland Police Bureau hat that my buddy.
That's personalized. They don't want that.
They took it.
Oh, they took that.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It was one of those, like, a day later, you're like looking around, you're like, wait a minute. Oh, they took my Portland Police hat? Huh. So as we're walking around,
not selling that, it's such a weird.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Believe me, as we were walking around, because we were in Florence for like two more days, we were
you're looking for that hat.
I was like, what in the hell? And like my size 13, like my size 13, they were like they had skulls on them, like my sandals, like, and they're used.
That's
like,
so goth of you.
Yeah, it was such a strange. They did get a nice Filson. The only thing that I think really bothered me beside the cash, they got like a Filson sweater from me that kind of bothered me, that I was like, that's like one of the and they don't make that anymore. That one kind of bugged me, but other than that, it was all just it wasn't enough to like ruin the trip or anything. It just was, which I think was the beauty of it. But why they shut my window, like, because my window just overlooked like an alley, and it wasn't like you could climb up, it was like on the third floor. Why did you shut my window? I was like, what?
Save on the AC costs?
I don't know. It was very polite of them. And
clearly, the owner was in on it. It's like, oh, I got to shut these windows while I'm in.
Oh, and this was the running joke, too. So that night, we go to bed, and I got stung by something in the eye at night. I had the windows open. It was kind of hot. So I had a couple bites on my leg, and I had a little sting on my eye. I woke up. My eye was all puffy. And I was like, my friend was like, hey, did they know that like the mosquitoes and insects get bad? Maybe they're shutting the window because they knew. Like, hey, you leave this open, you're going to get bit. And then we started a running joke of maybe we should write him a thank you note.
Doing you a solid.
Really appreciate it. Thank you for not stealing our passports, the expensive luggage, and shutting the window.
Very methodical.
Yeah. And, of course, the nice, if you are going to steal my toiletry bag, thank you for nicely laying out all of my toiletries on the counter.
What if you were looking for that Portland police hat? And you're walking around Florence, and you see it, and it's Schulze. Schulze did a bit on you.
I was going to say, if you see it, it's a total hot.
Did a number on you. Ooh, what if it is a hot? You're like, hey.
Where'd you get that?
I'll overlook you stealing my hat.
Well, we definitely had the idea of when we were walking around, because some of the items were very specific. There was definitely that idea of, like, what if, do you just beat someone on the spot when you see him wearing that, or?
Well, not everyone is as violent as you.
No.
So, no. Yeah. But, yeah, that would be weird. Like, knowing that the police aren't involved and it's kind of over and it's if you saw the hat, what would you, like, I know what you would do.
Yeah.
But what would a normal person do?
I don't
probably
know.
Probably a lot of nothing.
Yeah, well, there, I wouldn't have. There.
Yeah, you're different.
Yeah.
But I think that most people would be like, oh my God, that's my hat.
The other one that kind of pissed me off is it ruined a great bit that I had going on. So I took whatever cash I had laying around the house, and I just brought that with me to Italy, and I figured I would change it in. And believe it or not, I ended up with a bunch of $2 bills.
Yeah, you did.
I had like $80 in $2 bills.
Casa Diablo in Venice?
So I had some Casa Diablo dollars. And so I was taking those around because when you go to all the different churches to light a candle or whatever, they ask you, there's a little slot there that you're supposed to, it asks for like 50 cents or €1 or whatever. So I was donating to all the churches Casa Diablo dollars. I had a running bit of $2 of stripper bills to the churches.
So such defiance.
It was a
and yet you're helping.
Yes, I thought it was a really great thing, but they stole the rest of my Diablo dollars, so I could not tip any more churches in stripper dollars.
Well, listen, if you see a bunch of Italian dudes having a good time in Casa Diablo the next time you go in, I think you know where they're from.
We did find my buddy's limit when we toured the Vatican. We wanted to tip our tour guide, Rose, who was just amazing. The sweetest woman. And like I said, she had basically lived at the Vatican since she was 6 years old. And so my buddy's like, hey, does anyone have any cash? I want to tip her at the end of the tour. And I had like $40 in Diablo dollars in my, and you know, that on my little travel bag. And I was like, I got this. And he refused. He would not let me tip Rose in Diablo dollars. We found his line. He just was like, no, we are not doing that. Fine line. But the rest of it, yes, there were many churches around there that received my wonderful donation and my prayers. I couldn't find anyone to give me a confessional, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wanted to do it because I've never done I've never done a confessional.
Well, why not? Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. Any of the churches we went to.
You just pop into the little booth, right?
No, yeah, there was no one in any of the booths.
I don't think they just have priests sitting there to give confessions for tourists, right?
No.
Yeah, so.
But we went.
Well, why not?
So I don't know that you can just pop in.
We went into a bunch of churches where there were, like, they were still using them as churches.
Yeah.
But there was a bunch of confessional booths, but there was none. I wanted to go in and give a confessional and confess everything. We wanted to see how awkward, like, if you just started from the beginning and everything that you should apologize for, I can put together a great list. And then I had my...
How much time do you have?
Yeah. I was like, hey, El Padre, sit down. We're gonna be here a while.
He's like, I need to call my supervisor.
I've got a list of things, but that never happened.
What if you walk in there and there's a glory hole?
Hey, when in Rome.
When in Rome. When in
smiles and glory holes.
Yeah. Let's do that.
But yeah, so I was bummed when they took the remainder of my stripper dollars and ruined my bit that I had going on there. Yeah. Damn Florence thieves.
In some ways, I feel like it's kind of... Like, because we had a little something happen, a very much smaller scale happened to us like that when we were in... I don't even remember where it was. I think we were in Amalfi Coast or something. But and it was clearly them trying to get over on us. And it was the person who ran the Airbnb.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming this stuff happens all the time. Because they get so many tourists. Sure. But from talking to the people, it's almost like the price you pay.
Yeah.
It's like this is their way of fighting back against all those a-holes.
They hate all the tourists.
They're like, we're not going to really rob you, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to take some stuff that we like, okay? And we're going to close your windows. And we'll leave you your passports.
Well, my buddy got
a new
Samsonite's suitcase out of it. We went and did some linen pants shopping and, you know. So I said, maybe we write him a little thank you note.
Yeah. Are we on SportsCenter? Or we got.
That's right. You're way late.
Yeah, way late. Okay. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.